Hey everybody, welcome back to the Anime Summit Newscast. It's your favorite host, the most, your girl, Sam the Bomb. And we're doing a special report today, and I got a guest with me all the way from my close friends at the Project Manga Podcast, Nox.
What up?
The Nox, a native.
I'm back. We out here.
And then here's what we're trying to do. Here's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get Gang Squad.
Uh-oh.
I'm talking Noxy, Eagle, Kiko, and Nickums.
The whole fam damnly?
We gotta do a Summit Smackdown with you guys.
Oh my god, I'd be so down for that.
Yeah, we gotta do that. Because that way it'll be odd numbers, right? Because we have three of us and seven. Yeah. So there's always a tiebreaker. That's why we always do odd number guests on
that. Yes, let's
go. God, that'll be hilarious, dude. Oh my god. All right, gotta think of a Smackdown. Let us know. #planning on the podcast. I know we always do that. Shut up. So what we're going to do is I'm going to go through the anime news and maybe some non-anime news a little bit.
Ooh.
We'll see. And then we'll, some nerdy news.
Yeah.
And then we will, go into a special report about Anitube, how we liked Anitube. You know, for those of you guys who participated, thank you so much for that. I mean, it was awesome, dude. We had so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And all kinds of goodness, man. Just all kinds of goodness. So,
hurrah!
Hurrah! We're going to do that. And then we're going to get you hype for Winter Anitube coming.
Yes.
Coming next month, dude. I'm so excited. It's not even that far away. And I'm like,
it's super not that far away, which is like stressful and exciting at the same time because there's still a bunch to do for it. But like, we already did it once. So, like, 90% of those stressors from last time are like gone.
Yeah.
Which is like awesome.
Yeah, like I feel like October just like went really quick, and I was like, "Oh shit, Anitube is next month."
Yeah, like, it's like, so crazy how quick this year moves sometimes, but like also feels like this year has been a decade long at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, March.
Like 2020 has been like long and quick.
Yeah, like March felt like it was 5 months, then all of a sudden it was September. It was like, oh. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess that's how we're doing this. But yeah, dude, like, yeah, let's get hype, shall we? Let's get hype.
Yes.
Let's start the news. Okay, let's do some non-anime news first. There's already problems with the Xbox and the PS5. I mean,
oh shit. Well, it's like they just came out or something.
I saw this video literally just about half an hour ago. Yeah. And the disc is not going all the way in the Xbox. It's like going in halfway and then spitting it out.
What? You think that's the first thing you find out, isn't it?
Yeah. And
I don't know.
Like,
on the physical side of things, I would assume that's one of the first things you figure out.
With the PS5, I guess there's a lot of units just not reading discs. And I think the digital one is like taking forever to download things, like longer than what you would expect, you know?
Wow.
I don't know, man.
I don't get it, man. It's like we have a whole bunch of like history that tells us that things suck right when they come out. I don't understand why people, you know, rush at the opportunity to grab up, especially a piece of, you know, software. You know what I mean? Especially like electronic, like technology. Like, yeah, let me just be the first one to have this.
Nazi like, just throws his hands up. I don't know.
How many generations of consoles have we had where, like, they're not fully realized until, like, the second version of it, at least? You know what I mean? Like,
right. For sure. I'm telling you what, I'm still having fun with the Switch right now.
Fuck yeah. Switch
which
has
brings
so much
me to
more
this...
value left.
It does. It really does. And, like, I just read this interest piece that I have up right here that's talking, it's like an opinion interest piece, rather, that talks about how the Switch is still, like, dominating.
Yeah.
And it might dominate the PS5 and the new Xbox. And it's like,
good.
I mean,
Nintendo deserves to be like number one. They've had like historically the most inventive, creative, unique ideas for gaming. You know what I mean? Like, they introduced a lot of things first to the medium. You know what I mean? So it's like they should, in my opinion, I don't know. I feel like Nintendo's always been my favorite, even though I always get, like, whatever the Nintendo console is and then another one. You know what I mean? I feel like Nintendo doesn't scratch all of the itches historically for me, but because I always have another console along with it. But I feel like it's time for Nintendo to take back that throne. You know what I mean?
Yep. And I'm with you there. And it's like, I try to be unbiased about it because I know I'm a Nintendo fangirl, but like, I know why the Wii U kind of sucked, right? I know why the Wii didn't last as long. You know, I can understand those criticisms and everything, but right now, and people will say like, oh, well, Sam, you know, they're only getting by on their original stuff. Yeah, what's wrong with that? Like, Breath of the Wild is fun. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Animal Crossing is sick. Like, I gotta sell my I'm gonna sell my turnips after this. So, you know, fuck you. But like, Tom Nook, he's the shit. But like,
the Wii U was like Dexter, the TV show, because like season 3 was like one of the best seasons of television that I've ever seen, and then like season 4 was like, what happened to this show? And then like season 5 was like, oh, there it goes. You know what I mean? So it was like Wii U. And then, like, Switch. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah, that's a great example. Yeah, like, that's exactly how that went
Dexter,
down.
I hope that Dexter fans, like, out there, like, what is Moxie talking about? This guy's off the goop or something. No, like, that makes sense, I promise.
No, yeah. Just watch Dexter. I'm pretty sure it's on Hulu and Netflix, yeah. But, like, dude, and other news, too. I guess Ninja Turtles is going to be on Smite. And Noxie, you're a Smite player. So, like,
it's on Smite now.
Oh, okay. So it's out now.
Yeah. So the battle pass is out. And then you get, you get Ninja Turtle skins for 4 of the Smite characters. I believe Donatello is Sun Wukong, which makes sense because they both have really big staffs.
The bow, yeah.
The bow, yep. And then Michelangelo is Mercury, which is like, you know, Hermes, super fast runner.
Hell yeah.
And then Loki is Raphael. I would assume they did this because Loki uses 2 daggers. I personally don't agree with this considering the way Loki fights inside of Smite. His kit doesn't really say Raphael to me. But I personally feel like they should have given that to like Tsukiyomi or somebody. But then Leonardo is... Oh my god, who is Leonardo? I swear to God, I was literally just playing this game. Leonardo is Osiris. There we go.
All right.
But yeah, super cool. I haven't been this excited for like extra Smite content in a really long time. I feel like they knocked it out of the park with the renders and the animations.
You play Smite pretty often though.
I played it. I've been playing it since like the end. Since like the very start of the beta, you know what I mean? So it's but and I played like super competitively hardcore for like 5 years, and now I'm like at a point where I haven't played seriously in a couple years now, and I play very casually like on the side. But Kiko is like trying to be pro, you know what I mean? He's trying to be like a professional player. He's been playing consistently for like since beta like started, so like he's like diamond ranked, like almost like grandmaster level ranked player. So
do they have Smite in esports?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yes.
Watch Kiko get signed to Team Evil Geniuses or some shit later. God, that'd be sick.
Oh man. That'd be crazy.
That'd be so dope.
Probably wouldn't see him on the show very often, but that would be I would love that for him. Suck. I would love that for him.
I would love that too.
Mm-hmm.
Mortal Kombat producer offers disappointing update on film's release and the trailer status. He said, "Well, I thought by the cast social media you would have figured out we're shooting a few more days," Garner said in a tweet. "We'd always planned for it and thought we'd do it in March. The pandemic had other plans. We don't have a release date for the movie until theaters reopen, same for trailer." So I guess he wants to wait until he doesn't want to do like how other movies have been doing it, where they've been going straight to like Amazon or Hulu or whatever. Which makes sense. I mean, with Disney, they didn't really care because they had Disney Plus and they were like on it, you know, and I don't know, I really can't blame him. But at the same time, we also don't know what the future movie theaters are gonna be like. You
know, I know, isn't that crazy to think about?
Yeah. It's fucking
like, are movies ever gonna be the same again?
Oh god. That's like half the experience right there.
Oh, wait, you want to know what? I just heard some tight shit. I just heard some super tight shit. So, like, you can apparently, and I don't know, like, what cinemas allow this, but this is something that I heard, so don't, like, quote me. But I'm pretty confident that this is legit. Some movie theaters are allowing people to rent out movie theaters so that you can have, like, a controlled area with like your choice of like people. I'm pretty sure they have a limit as to how many people you can have in at a time because of like COVID. So probably like 10 people max. But like you can rent out movie theaters for like you and your party so that you can still have like cinema experiences, but like without like having to worry about a bunch of random people there, like, you know, giving you germs and shit.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So dude, that's one thing that like movie theaters are doing to kind of like supplement, you know what I mean? Like the lack of movie going.
Dude, do you think we could bring in a Switch in there and just play like Smash Brothers? Like,
oh my God. Yo, I bet you if you asked them. I don't know. It depends on which movie theater, because I feel like the movie theater that I grew up next to would definitely allow that. If you like were, because I used to work at the movie theater by where I used to live, and manager was super cool. Super cool.
Summit so. Cross Project Manga Smash Tournament, anyone?
I'd be super, super down for that. Find a way to like stream it on Twitch.
Ooh, we could stream it on your Twitch.
Yeah, I'd be down for that.
Oh yeah, we'll talk about it later. Planning on the podcast. Sorry, everyone take a shot. All right, let's move on to some anime news, shall we, buddy?
Mm-hmm.
Idly Pride anime trailer highlights Idol's aspirations. This is another Idol show, so I don't want to talk about it. Moving on. I hate Idol shows so much. Kill myself. God,
all right, I was going to ask what they are, because I don't think I've ever heard that term or that genre before, but I mean, if you hate it, then...
Idol shows, it's just literally, it just follows a group of... It's like a girl band, you know, like there's Love Live, and then there's Idolmaster, Bang Dream.
Okay, so it's literally an anime about bands.
About a band of idol girls. So it's like a pop group, you know, like K-pop.
Oh, pop group.
Like,
okay, well, that's cool. I mean, I read the Beck manga a little bit back in the day, so like...
Well, Beck is cool because, like, they're an actual, like, you know, band.
Yeah.
But, like... I don't know. I hate my life. Just never mind. Move on.
yeah. We don't have to keep talking about it. Let's move on. Sorry.
They dominate. They have dominated like music anime for like the past 10 years, and it's just like,
so it's kind of like mirroring like how K-pop like runs.
Yeah.
In real life.
I wanted to see another. You know, I haven't finished Beck or read the manga, but like,
yeah,
I would love to watch more anime about that. You know, or like Given that came out a couple seasons ago, or I don't know. Anyway,
yeah.
Skate Leading Stars anime reveals TV ad premiering January 10th. This is for winter 2021 season. This is, I think, a figure skating anime, which, like, I mean, it's cool. Except Yuri on Ice is, like, the go-to for me. I don't know. Like, I like Yuri on Ice.
That's the only one I've ever heard of before.
Yuri on Ice?
Yeah,
it's really good.
Ice skating anime that I've never watched it, but, I mean, like, I've just always thought that, like, because, like, anime is so good about, like, taking ideas and just like making it, you know, the anime version, which is always way more epic and way more interesting. Like, I will literally watch 100 episodes of an arm wrestling anime if they get like, you know, dude, the right, you know what I mean? The right animation studio. You know, Japanese writers are just different, bro. They make everything interesting and compelling.
Yeah,
you know what
right,
I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, there's like a ping pong manga that I, like, someone was telling me about. And I was like, dude, I need to fucking read that. I played ping pong like all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah, I believe like, that's Ping Pong the, like, there's an anime called Ping Pong the Animation.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. That's what they were saying. Yeah.
And
yeah,
that was
yeah.
by Masaki Yuasa, and it was just, it's really good. We did it.
Yeah,
did
like, yeah exactly. It. Like, everything, like, it's not a surprise. Like, when someone tells me, yo, this lawn mowing anime is incredible, like, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm just going to take your word for it. Cause it's
yeah,
like,
right. Yeah. Like, you're not going to question that there's the fact that it's a lawn mowing anime. Like,
yeah, exactly. Cause it's like, they can literally write anything. You know what I mean? And it's like, I've been so surprised by the things I've found interesting in anime that if you like,
right,
isolated,
yeah, right.
if you isolated some of these concepts and just like a random person started talking to me about XYZ subject, I'd be like, what are you doing? But it's like, I'll let Japanese people tell me any story.
Dude, oh my God, exactly. That's such a good point. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Zoids Wild Infinity Blast games trailer previews battles and customization. This is coming out for PS5, PC. Oh, it's an arcade. So I think it's, oh wait, handheld consoles and PC. So probably just Switch and PC is probably how we're going to get it here. We have not gotten a lot of Zoid games. So I think we had, like, the last one we had was, I think, was like on PS3 and it wasn't that good. I don't know, man. But like, Zoids used to be really cool. The latest couple seasons they've done is kind of like...
I've still only seen the Toonami, like, Zoids, the Toonami era Zoids.
Apparently those are all you need to watch, because like those are cool. Like the ones,
I don't doubt it. It didn't seem like a, it didn't seem like an idea that had like a whole lot of, you know what I'm saying, shelf life. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. like that's like one season and you got it. Two seasons. I don't know how long the original Zoids run was, but
just give me this one. You're good.
Yeah.
Funimation announces Irregular at Magic High School Season 2 anime's English dub premiere cast. Alejandro Saab is Tatsuya Shiba. Anaris Quinones is Miyuki Shiba. Susie Young is Angelina Coder Shields. And Erica Mendez is Erica Chiba. I know who Erica Mendez is and Susie Young. I don't know who those other people are. But
never
Erica Mendez.
Never heard of any of these people, I don't think. Well, I'm someone who needs a face, too, so.
You need a face, dude.
Face for the name, right? Because it's
face
like
to the name.
You could tell me a name, and it's like I've never heard of that person before, and then you'll show me their picture, and I'll be like, "Oh yeah, I love them." So it's like
Erica Mendez does a lot of video game stuff. Like she did, like I guess she did Ryuko in the Kill a Kill game, and then she did. Did she do Ryuko in the anime too? Hold on a second.
Right, yeah. Usually, isn't it usually?
Oh, she
like,
did.
Yeah,
she
isn't
did,
it
yes.
usually the voice actor for the show is the voice actor for the character
yeah.
in the game? Yeah.
I was like, I knew her. I knew her ass. I know that person. Anyway. let's see. What else we got here, dude? Oh, Moriarty the Patriot. This is coming out this season with the second half debuting in April. People are hype about this. This is one of the ones I'm supposed to be watching right now.
What's it called again?
Moriarty the Patriot.
Yeah. It tells the story of Professor Moriarty from Arthur Conan Doyle stories.
Yeah. Yep. He's like young and shit.
Yeah, that sounds so good. I've been meaning to peep this.
Yeah.
I completely forgot about this.
Based on a manga that originally premiered in Jump SQ.
Yeah, Jump Square
magazine. Yep. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't know. We'll see. We're going to see. I'm about to do a review on that bitch. So.
I'm telling you right now, look, like, when I was a kid, I've been reading comic books forever. But, like,
yeah.
before anime and manga, it was comic books and then, like, fiction, like, novels and, like, science fiction short stories and just, like, text, 100% text-based books, you know what I mean? So, like, I had all of these Sherlock Holmes books and... Like, before I really, like, took myself or considered myself someone who, like, kind of knew what they were talking about as far as, like, literature goes, like, Professor Moriarty was even more so than some, like, comic book villains, you know, like, more so than, like, a Galactus, more so than, like, you know what I'm saying, a Green Goblin, you know, or anything like that. Professor Moriarty was one of the scariest, like, antagonists or, like, villains that I had, like, ever read about, like, back then, dude, because, like, Sherlock Holmes feels so real. Like my mom had to tell me Sherlock Holmes wasn't a real person, like, years after I started reading Arthur Conan Doyle books. That's how, like, believable Sherlock Holmes, like, felt to me at the time. And I thought, like, Moriarty was, like, a real person. You know what I mean? And, like, to hear that he got his own manga where he's, like, the main character, like, that's everything that I've been, like, wanting. Because Moriarty, like, obviously as the... He only shows up in, like, two... or three, you know, Sherlock Holmes stories, like, significantly. So you feel like you don't get enough from him, you know what I mean? So, like, to know that we're taking his origin, you know, back to the beginning is, like, super exciting for me.
In an anime.
Yeah, in an anime. Yeah, exactly. You know, and going back to what I was saying about Japanese writers, I mean, Arthur Conan Doyle is a god, you know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. But, like, Japanese writers just know how to make everything so much more epic, you know what I mean?
Right. No, 20 years from now, they're going to take the story of, like, Justin Timberlake and make it, like, super fucking crazy, I bet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, not comparable to, at all to, like, you know, Moriarty, but
the
still.
Ramen,
like,
the ramen hair meme arc.
The ramen hair, yeah, meme.
Because remember when everybody said Justin Timberlake's hair in NSYNC looked like a... looked
like
a
ramen,
pack of ramen. Yeah, pack of top ramen.
That should have been my Halloween costume this past year. Just put
a
pack of top ramen
God,
in my head.
That would have been
I'm
brilliant.
J-Tim.
Yo, what's up?
It's gonna be May.
Really hit that at the same time. I'm screaming. Oh
yeah,
my god.
It's like, dude, Tom, you should have Noxie on more often. No, because if it was just me and him, we would just be fucking around the whole time. Like, it's just like, anyway, God damn it, dude. Oh, man. Soko. Fucking Justin Timberlake, dude. Okay. Soko Musume Senki TV anime reveals cast staff teaser. This looks like another Armored Mecha Battle Girls show, and I'm all about that shit. Like,
what's it called again? Gear.
Soko Musume Senki.
I forget that I'm, like, not the one in control of, like, the recording, so, like, I can, like, I have, like, free control over my entire computer while I'm talking. This is so new.
I'm so new to me.
Not used to this, yeah.
Yeah. Soko Musume Senki. And, like, the art style looks kind of, like, generic a little bit. And, I mean, but the mecha design looks pretty cool. You got this chick with, like, the tan arms. Like, she got, like, these big-ass arms on her back. Like, that's cool.
Oh, my gosh, this looks so cool.
Yeah, it looks kind of cute. Like, I bet you it won't be super anything amazing, but...
See, like, I wish there were more mech anime, and maybe I just... Maybe there are, and I just don't know because I don't care to, like, look into this genre.
There hasn't
but
been,
But I wish
really.
That there, like, I wish that there were more mech or, like, combat suit anime where it was, like, a more localized... It was more, like, of a localized, like, combat suit, you know what I mean? Or more of, I don't know if localized is the word that I want, but, like, just, like, one that's more of, like, an Iron Man armor rather than a Gundam.
Sure.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? And actually, yeah. You want to know what? Kaiju number 8 is giving us some of that right now, but it's going to be so long until that gets an anime because it only has like 17 chapters right now.
I got to start that.
Kaiju number 8 is amazing for like no reason. Like, it doesn't make sense how perfect of a manga it feels like right now in 17 chapters.
I hope y'all are listening to Noxy right now. I hope y'all are listening.
For real. I am so blown away by Kaiju number 8. Like, deadass, it's one of my favorite conversations that I have weekly, and I review fucking One Piece and My Hero Academia, so. Like.
Yeah, like I keep telling people, like, you need to listen to Noxie because, and then people are, like, talking about Jujutsu Kaisen now because the anime is out, and it's like, I've been done told you, like, I've been telling you.
We've been out here, and dude, you want to know what? It feels so good knowing, or it feels so, because we started reviewing Jujutsu Kaisen when there was, what, like, 50 chapters out, you know what I'm saying? So, like, the buzz around it was, like, and Jujutsu Kaisen, like, when we structured our weekly shonen manga review, like, roster for our show when we first started our podcast, we were like, okay, I feel like 6 or 7 manga is going to give us about an hour and a half of a discussion each week. So that's kind of where we want to be, because I felt like an hour and a half was a good, like, sweet spot for, like, podcast length per episode, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay, we're going to review 7 things. We definitely need One Piece because it's fucking One Piece. We need My Hero Academia. We need Black Clover. Those are pretty much given because of their success and their influence. Then we went into, like, what's, like, the most popular right now, but, like, not mainstream. And then so that's where we put, you know, Promise Neverland, you know, and things like that. And then we were like, then we need, you know, just personal picks so that we can just have fun regardless of how well a manga is doing or how popular it is. We want to have manga on there that we just like talking about that isn't dependent on, like, statistics. So we chose Jujutsu Kaisen for one of those because we saw its potential, but it wasn't like it didn't have this huge buzz yet. So that was just our fun manga, you know what I mean, that we had on the list. And then the farther we get into the story, we realize, like, no, this is trying to be the best thing in Weekly Shonen Jump right now, and it could fucking do it, you know what I mean, depending on how well the anime does. And it was already selling like gangbusters before the fucking anime came out, you know what I mean? So, like, it's like if it gets the Demon Slayer treatment, where Demon Slayer was just kind of a manga that was there in the magazine before it got its anime, you know what I mean? Jujutsu Kaisen was a force of nature before the anime was announced. So, like, if this gets the Demon Slayer treatment, like, this could be, we could be looking at some shit here, people.
Studio MAPPA, dude?
Yeah, like, that's a really, like, fucking big deal.
And it's being directed by the guy who did God of High School. God of High School. So it's like,
yeah.
And I've been done telling people, and it's just like, that's why, okay, when we did that episode with Kiko on JJK and Chainsaw Man, and I was like, hot take, Chainsaw Man's better than Attack on Titan.
Woo!
So remember when I said that? So when the anime comes out, I'm be like, go back and listen to that 15 years ago when I said it. Fuck you and your couch. Do you know how good it felt to review JJK on our seasonal first impressions app last week?
Oh, my God. It was probably amazing.
I was like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool, pointing at my cat, Smokey. Fuck you, I'm out.
Yeah, and you want to know what, dude? Like, that is a super hot take, Chainsaw Man being over Attack on Titan. But, like, you never know. Like, once the anime is here for Chainsaw Man, you never know how that's going to go, because that's something where it's such a significant situation inside of the comic book world for Weekly Shonen Jump that if it's adapted properly, like, Because, like, you have the concept of Chainsaw Man, which is a really big deal in, like, on the magazine side of things. Like, seeing something like that inside of Weekly Shonen Jump is crazy. But, like, a lot of what makes, you know, Chainsaw Man as crazy as it is the fact that it uses, like, the medium that it's in. You know what I'm saying? Like, when it's in manga form, it can play with a lot more, like, illustration techniques that say different things that are really hard to translate over to anime. That I would assume is really hard to translate over to anime. It's going to be really hard to take a lot of what makes Chainsaw Man great and make an animated version of it, because it relies so much on black and white contrast and, you know what I'm saying, paneling, you know what I mean, manga paneling and things like that. So I'm curious to see how they play with that in the anime. But if it's handled properly, like if it's like, you know, an ideal adaptation and it does everything it's supposed to do and drastically exceeds our expectations, then, like, yeah, I can definitely see it in the talks. You know what I'm saying? As legendary as Attack on Titan is, Chainsaw Man is just, like, revolutionary and, like, so ambitious that it's, like, you never know, like, what's going to beat out what. You know what I'm saying? Like, traditional, you know, legacy or, a revolutionary take on the genre. You know what I mean? It's going to be super interesting to see. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Put that on your calendar and smoke it. Right. Put it on there. Put it on there. Here we go. All right. I got a couple more pieces, and then we're going to get into the good stuff, all right?
Oh, my God. We're not even at the good stuff yet. Okay.
yeah. So tell me, Noxie, have you ever heard of this show called High and Low?
No.
Okay. I've never heard about it until literally, like, probably, like, 4 or 5 months ago. But it's like this fucking Gang Rumble live-action show that takes place, like, in a dystopian kind of Japan.
Whoa, wait a minute. Like, delinquent school rumble shit in dystopian future setting?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
That sounds so tight.
This is like a TV series. And then, just last year, they came out with a movie called High and Low, The Worst, where it crosses over with Takahashi's manga, Worst, from the Crows universe. So the main characters of High and Low went over to the Hosen All Boys Academy school to go fight them.
Yo. So wait, this is two different, like, separate universes that are doing a crossover?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Takahashi, Takahashi, so, like, he's got, like, the Crows universe, right?
Yep, yep.
And apparently they found some way to make it so High and Low takes place in that same kind of Japan,
but and not the same, like universe, or is it the same universe?
No, I think it's the same. I don't know, I haven't seen it.
That these two like two different creators made these stories, but yeah, they're combining their universes,
they brought them together in this movie called
Height.
Yeah, October 2019, so a year ago, High and Low, The Worst, and apparently it was badass.
Yeah,
and they went to Hosen Academy, which is like one of the main big bad schools in the Crows series, or the Worst series. And now it was so popular that it's spawning a series called Six from High and Low, The Worst.
Whoa.
And so for all you Crows and Worst fans out there, that's happening. And it's premiering on Hulu in Japan. So hopefully we get that Hulu in America. Hopefully.
That sounds so cool.
I love Crows and I love Worst. And I got to find a place to watch High and Low, because I, you know, the only place I've been able to find it is by torrenting it. And it's like, I don't know if I want to torrent it.
But, like, you know. Go ahead, check my site real quick. See what I got.
Yeah, dude, I gotta watch it. But I love Crows, so.
It's literally just High and Low?
High and the ampersand symbol, Low. Yeah. Okay. High and Low. And then the movie is called High and Low, The Worst.
Yeah, I can't. I don't got it.
Damn it.
I thought I was going to be super cool for a sec.
I thought, Hacker Man. Hackerman.gif. But yeah, dude. I got to watch that shit. But yeah, dude. Oh, World Trigger Season 2 is coming out.
I'm about to start reading the World Trigger manga on Twitch. I think I'm going to do live read through for World Trigger.
Ooh, you
super
so?
Excited for that. Everyone, bro, it's literally like my most recommended manga, for real.
I heard both the show and the manga are really sweet.
I have no idea what the show is talking about, but is it like, because World Trigger, how many seasons does it have in the anime?
I think it just had one, and now they're coming out with a new one.
Now they're talking about season two. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me look up and see when World Trigger came out.
It's like Weekly Shonen Jump in 2013 or 2012 or something.
This is a Jump manga?
Yeah.
Oh my god, how did I not know that? That's kind of
you fucked up.
Wait a minute, World Trigger, is this a monthly manga? This can't be weekly, because I would...
No,
I
was it was WSJ. It was like it ran from like 2012 to 2016, 2017.
Oh, it's done.
Yeah, it's done.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah, it's done. It's been
okay.
Done.
Okay. If it's okay. All right. Cool. Well,
you're
yeah.
about to punch yourself in the mouth.
Yeah, like, I was like, dude, if this is running like weekly right now in the magazine, and I'm like not reviewing it, like I totally like, what the hell am I doing?
You blew it.
Yeah, I blew it. Anyway, so it's getting an anime season two.
Yeah, they're finally getting a season two because everyone's like, "Where's season two?" And then now they're putting one out. So, yeah, dude. Yeah, if you read that shit, let me know because I want to come through and watch.
Wait a minute, this says it has 73 episodes already.
Okay, so maybe it had two.
And they're talking about
season three. Oh, you know what? Maybe it had two or three cores, and then now they're finally getting like a fourth or fifth core in there.
The cores. Yeah.
Like it stopped at a weird spot. And yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I think I get it.
I know Daniel really likes it. Ashes likes it. But yeah. Pretty Boy Detective Club anime. This looks like exactly what it sounds like. It's a bunch of pretty idol boys in a detective club. And it looks
that sounds. Wait, I'm trying to think of other detective stories that I know about besides Case Closed. This might be worth looking into. I love detective stories, man.
Yeah.
Let me see. Hold on. What's it called?
Pretty Boy Detective Club.
Pretty Boy Detective Club. Let's just see what the aesthetic is.
The rule
about.
Here's the premise. Rules of the Pretty Boy Detective Club. Number one, be pretty. Number two, be a boy. Number three, be a detective.
No, it's not.
So that's pretty much you. You can do that. That's
Yo,
you
this
and
is
Eagle,
my
maybe.
Calling. This is me and Eagle's calling. We're gonna be the new Hardy Boys.
You know, maybe Nickums. I don't know.
yeah. If we do his hair like super cute, then I could see him rolling with us. We'd have to put it into like a fishtail braid or like a reverse fishtail braid. If we throw his shit in like some super crazy like technical braid, he could roll with us.
Buddy said.
Oh.
Why'd you do him like that?
No, because I just see so much potential in Nickum's hair, dude. Like, he just wears it down, and I love that. I love his style, his vibe, but it's like, man, imagine some, like, early 2000s Britney Spears pigtails. Like,
I'd be down for that.
Come on, man.
I'd be down to see that.
Come on now.
I'd crime to see that.
It's like, dude, it's such a waste of potential. I'm like, Nick, you could really be killing the game if you had a different hairstyle every episode.
Every week, dude.
Every week. Different hairstyle. What are you doing?
Weekly like Nick jump.
Yeah.
God,
yeah.
Dude.
Come on, fucking man. Up. Yeah.
Sein Koko Danshi Volleyball. It's another volleyball anime. Except I think this is one of those sports animes where it more focuses on the characters as opposed to like the characters and the sport, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Stars Align, which was the soft tennis anime that came out last year. This is by David Production.
Ooh.
So,
little JoJo's. JoJo's in Fire Force.
JoJo's in Fire Force. The story centers on Kimichika Hajima, who got into some serious trouble on his middle school volleyball team, and a result transferred from Tokyo to Fukui Prefecture, where he again met his childhood friend, Yuni Koroba. Yuni is an overwhelming talent at volleyball, but is weak to pressure. But together with Kimichika, they become the new ace combo of their team. Okay, that's what's Ooh. Up. That's what's up.
So, like, when you say, because I don't have too much experience with sports series that aren't, like, hardcore, like, shonen sports series. You know what I'm saying? I've read Slam Dunk, Hajime no Ippo. I've started Haikyuu. You know what I'm saying? Where the sport is such a significant you know, factor in the series where the main character probably wants to be the best person, you know, or the best athlete in that sport. You know what I'm saying? Whereas I'm picturing that there are probably some sports, you know, anime where it's more of a slice of life situation, like you were saying, that focuses more on the characters and the sport is just like a background concept. You know what I'm saying? That gives the slice of life like aspect, like a theme to follow.
Yeah, so like Stars Align was about this new kid, and he joins the soft tennis club, and there's this other kid, and there's a couple episodes where they focus on the other team members on the tennis club, or other club members, I should say, and like some of it was like kind of dark, and like their home life was shitty, and like the main character's dad is like abusive.
Oh.
And he would like randomly come to their apartment and like demand money and like hit him and shit. And
oh my God.
It was this other stuff, like, it was, like, growing pain shit, you know?
Yeah. So it's about that sport, but it's more so just following the life of someone who likes that sport enough for it to be a central theme of the series.
Yeah, and, okay. And the sport is kind of, like, a gateway for him to, like, better his life and focus on what he needs and what he, you know, deserves and shit.
But it's more so about that character and every aspect of their life than it is, like, this sport is my life. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. So that's kind of like what this one looks like. So it seems like it'd be different from Haikyuu for sure. Mm-hmm. Ghibli's first CG feature, Earwig and the Witch, confirms cast, staff, and December 30th debut. So this is coming out at the end of the year. I don't think that's going to... Oh, here we go. G-Kids will release feature theaters in North America in early 2021. So we will be able to go see that early next year. I don't think I'll go to the theater to see that, but you know, we'll wait on it. We'll see what happens. Laid Back Camp TV or Euro Camp season 2. A lot of people like this show. I wasn't a big fan of it, but basically this is just about girls who camp, and it's just like a slice of life. Like
when you say it like that, it's so like, how did this get greenlit? But I bet it's so like good on the slice of life, like, aspect.
Yeah, it's super cute. It's actually really cute.
It sounds super cute, but, like, just, like, just off of that, like, girls who camp, it's like, okay.
girls who camp.
Yeah, like is there a serial killer in the woods? Like, do they fuck with a bear? Like, where's the, like, why am I excited about this?
Do they fight? I just need to know if they fight a bear. Like, that's all I care about.
Yeah. Or maybe not even fight the bear, but, like, just, like, have, like, a bear conflict. Like, always coming to take our picnic baskets. Maybe we could try to set a trap. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man. Like,
you trying to take a picnic biscuit?
Hey, boo boo.
Hey, boo boo. You fucking clown. God. Oh, man. Okay, here we go. Media Blasters discontinues DVD on demand system starting in 2021. I didn't even know they had that. People still mail DVDs like that? Like,
remember when that was all Netflix could do?
Send
you the DVDs you wanted, and then you had to send them back. So it was like Blockbuster, but like over
You had to make a queue. Yeah, you had to make like a queue. There was also Gamefly. Remember Gamefly?
Yeah, Gamefly was like the exact same concept. It was like, okay, so you don't need to go to Block. Like, it's like, damn, dude, I feel so bad for Blockbuster. It's like,
right?
They got beaten by delivery trucks. I'm screaming.
North American anime distributor Media Blasters announced on Facebook and Twitter on Tuesday that it will no longer use the DVD on demand system from 2021. The company will produce press discs for a limited number of titles that it continues to circulate in the DVD format. The company stated that DVD sales have been dropping and that there have been increased incidences of Media Blasters DVDs being reported as inauthentic on marketplaces such as Amazon. Sucks. That sucks, dude.
Yeah.
Media Blasters been around.
Mm-hmm.
They've been around for a hot minute. Battle in 5 seconds after meeting, superpowered battle manga gets TV anime.
What is that called? That's the name of it?
Battle in 5 seconds after meeting.
That sounds like they're trying to have like a James Bond like kind of vibe to their title, but also it's like it's a shonen. It's like burn after reading, but like fight battle in 5 seconds after meeting. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm not going to lie. Like the cover looks, the visual looks really cool. Like,
I'm looking at it right now.
They got like handcuffs. Like the story begins.
Oh my God, this art is beautiful.
It's cool. Yeah. The story begins when Akira Shiro Yanagi, a high school boy who loves games and Konpetto sugar candy, gets suddenly embroiled in a battle by a mysterious girl who goes by the name Mion. Okay, that's all it says. That's all it is.
I'm about to thumb through this first chapter real quick. this sounds
cool, man. The original manga online before artist Miyoko Kokasawa launched a remake of the manga with new art in Shogakukan's Ura Sunday webcomic service in 2015. Okay. The manga is also on Shogakukan's Mangas 1 app. Shogakukan published the manga's 14th compiled book on volume on June 18th, and it will publish the 15th volume on November 19th. It's got 2 million copies in circulation right now.
Wow. It looks beautiful. The colored art, the color spreads look amazing. And this has got an anime now?
Yeah, I guess this is gonna become an anime in 2021, yeah.
Ooh.
Might have to read, dude.
It's honestly, the art is beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Like, the main character doesn't have like the I like when manga have a really good idea, but like a main character that doesn't have that like super unique shonen like look. You know, it's not like a Gon Freecss from Hunter x Hunter or it's more so like when you're learning to draw manga and you have like, okay, here's 17 different manga hairstyles, here's 17 different eye styles, here's 17 different head shapes, and it feels like you just like mix and matched a bunch of features from like a generic pool of like anime character looks and like made your main character off of that. That sounds like negative, but like what I'm getting at is that I like main characters that like don't stand out, but like the story takes place in a really cool world. Because then, like, when that main character, like, shows me reasons to care about them outside of, like, it doesn't rely on that, like, oh, this dude looks cool, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna, like, check this, I'm gonna rock with this manga, like, and see what it's all about. I like it when it's the opposite effect, where it's, like, this doesn't look appealing, but the concept is cool enough that I'm gonna read it, and then the main character is gonna wow me with incredible character writing, even though they don't look all that attractive.
Then they stand out to you.
Yeah, then they stand out to me.
It's like, almost boy. Like a bigger challenge than making you stand out in the first place.
Exactly. You know, yeah, that was like a really like long-winded roundabout way that I like went like about explaining that, but like I hope that makes total sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree with that. Totally agree with that.
But yeah, dude, this looks cool. This looks super cool.
I might read it,
but at the same time, it's like, who's doing the anime?
Oh, I didn't see it. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me look. I don't think it said, did it?
Okay.
Hold on. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It didn't. No, it doesn't say.
Doesn't say. Okay.
Does not say.
Well, if they get a cold-blooded studio, then I might just wait for the anime. But I mean, like, if they get like Pierrot or some shit, then I'll just read the manga.
Pierrot is so underrated.
Underrated?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, well, okay. Because you want to know what? I'm not gonna act surprised there, because like Perot gets a lot of hate on like my side of things, just because of like what they did in the beginning of Black Clover and just like how their performance has been like coming out of that like Yu Yu Hakusho, Bleach, like Naruto like era where they were really killing the game, like probably like. You know what I'm saying? Like, top three animation studios, period. But now they've been getting a lot of flack because I feel like maybe they've been taking on too many projects. They don't know how to, like, allocate their talent properly. I don't know what goes on in an animation studio. But Pierrot, at least in the last couple of years, has been getting shat upon, you know, critically by the public. You know what I mean? So, yeah. But... So that's why I kind of like said that. But you want to know what? The Black Clover anime looks beautiful now. I don't know if they switched studios, but if that's still Perot, then good for them. They still got it. I love that for them. But
for sure.
Yeah.
So speaking of the Hiroshi Takahashi, the guy who did Crows and Worst.
Yeah.
His latest manga, Jank Runk Family manga, goes on hiatus. This manga came out in 2018 and did the second part in 2019. He has not given a reason why. For anyone reading that, I have not read it yet. I heard it was really badass, but I have not read it. That's going on hiatus. Here's the last piece of news I got. Crunchyroll announces English dub cast for Jujutsu Kaisen.
Really?
Here we go. Let's see. Adam MacArthur is Yuji.
Wait. Let me see. What else? Do you know what else they've done right off the top?
All it says is he did Marco Diaz in Star vs. the Forces of Evil, which is like a Disney show. Robbie Damon as Satoru Gojo.
Robbie Damon.
He did Kenshiro in Fist of the North Star video game.
Yeah, dude. Oh, okay.
He did Moomin Rider in the One Punch Man video game. He did Spider-Man in the MVC series. And Marvel's Capcom Infinite.
Oh, he did Spider-Man in Marvel's Capcom Infinite?
Yeah.
I feel like this dude's name is familiar, but everything you've said so far is not familiar.
I can't find his, like, did he do anime roles? Oh, here we go. He did, Araki and Ajin. He does Joe Kido in the Digimon Adventure Tri movies. He did Jin Mori in God of High School.
Ah, that's why I remember this dude, even though I've never heard of anything else he's been in, because he did Jin Mori in the dub for God of High School. That's why his name is familiar. I literally just heard about this dude.
There we go. Okay. He did a Tuxedo Mask in a bunch of Sailor Moon movies, too, back in the day.
Oh, wow.
Wow, okay. So that's Satoru Gojo.
That's tight.
And Yatko is Nobara.
Yeah, if you're Tuxedo Mask, then yeah, you can be Gojo's voice.
You can be Gojo. Yeah. You can be Gojo. That's fine.
Nobara's who?
And Yatko.
What's she done?
She did the grandma and Brand New Animal. She did Mother Makimura and Devilman Crybaby.
Mm.
She did Hiromi Shirahane and Kurumakuro, which is the last mech anime to kind of come out, I guess. Kaiji Tang as Satoru. Oh, no. Wait. Robbie Damon is Fushiguro. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Kaiji Tang is Satoru Gojo.
All right, what have they done?
They've done, let's scroll down, Futoi and Ajin, Blue Knight in Excel World, Guts in Berserk, the new one.
Cool.
Bill in Beastars.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah.
He, in the Bang Zoom dub of Dragon Ball Super, he did Vegeta. I don't know what the Bang Zoom dub is. Yeah, that's really weird. Ray Chase is Sukuna.
Ray Chase
has done, let's see, I don't know any of these names.
I'm going through dudes. Oh, he's in Hunter Hunter. He was Hanzo, Squala, and Garetta. Yo,
oh, geez. Oh, he was Gendo Ikari in the Netflix dub of Evangelion.
He's Hauser in Seven Deadly Sins, Donovan and Loggins in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Battle Tendency.
There you go.
Yo.
That's Sukuna.
Tenga in Mob Psycho 100.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's it. That's what's up.
Wow. Dude, he's in a gang of shit. He's Bruno Bucciarati in JoJo's Golden Wind. He's Aaron Kruger in Attack on Titan. Okay, I thought that was going to say Aaron Yeager. I was going to be like, fuck off. He's not every significant character in the last 10 years.
So we got some new guys in these the younger kids roles, and then some big names in the older character, like the Sukuna and Satoru. We got some veterans and shit. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Hell yeah, dude. Okay, we're going to take a small break right here, and then let's get into reporting for Anitube, shall we, buddy?
Yeah.
All right, hang tight. Hey, everybody, it's Sam from Anime Summit here, and I'm here to talk to you about matcha tea from teapaz.com. This matcha is harvested from Uji, Japan, and is certified organic matcha. It's a healthy and organic stress reliever, cognitive boost, full of antioxidants and full of natural caffeine to wake you up in the morning. Go to teapaz.com and use anime at the checkout to get 20% off, or you can go to matcha.animesummit.net and it'll auto apply the coupon for you. Matcha tea at teapaz.com. Boom, check that out for me. Okay, links.animesummit.net. You can find all the pertinent links right there. YouTube, and let me tell you something, I have not uploaded the YouTube version of our podcast in like the last 4 or 5 weeks. I am so sorry about that. I am catching up with it right now. And so, yeah, we have not been on YouTube for a while. So I'm very sorry about that for those of you who listen on YouTube. That being said, patreon.com/animesummit. If you're a patron right now, thank you so much. If you want to become a patron, you get exclusive podcast vlogs on the patron channel. Become a patron to give a Smokey his wings. And dude, you got a link tree, don't you?
I do.
Fucking Project Manga, dude.
Yeah. I don't have like the actual like link path. I don't know like how it works because there's like a break in the.
It's always like a link. It's like link.tree.projectmanga.
Yeah, it's like yeah. I'm about to go look right now. Link.
Yeah, I'm about to let me just look really quick.
Because I haven't looked in a fat.
I just
minute.
Posted it on my Facebook earlier.
Hold yeah, it's linktr.ee.
What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Like that's so weird. So it's link.tr. Oh, I'm sorry. linktr.ee/projectmangapodcast. Online store is coming soon because we have merch coming out pretty soon, so that's pretty cool too.
That'll I am be so on excited, the dude. I'm trying to, dude. Okay, let me get a T-shirt in the quad fats. Okay, let me get a T-shirt in the quad fats.
We have a lot of requests for extra medium as well.
So extra medium.
Got to get a lot of extra mediums for the skinny guys.
Extra medium, dude. Hell yeah, dude. No, seriously, Project Manga, that's what's up.
Yeah.
And also, what was I going to say? I was going to say something. Oh, I was about to make a pitch for Anitube. I realized we're about to talk about it.
Right oh,
now.
Yeah, Anitube. Yeah,
because the last couple, like, breaks we've done in our podcast, I've been like, oh, by the way, Anitube. Like,
yeah.
No, dude, first, I thought we could just, like, do a little small report on the last one, which
yes.
took place in the summertime.
Yes, in June, early June, first weekend in June, actually.
Yeah, and then now, you know, back then we had, and when I say we,
mm-hmm.
let me be the first to clarify that this was all coming from the mind of Noxie and Project Manga. So, but like, you know, I hopped on to help as soon as I was asked to help. So,
and you were the first person I asked to help. So
that's kind of where I'm at right now. Team effort. Team
yeah.
effort.
Yeah.
I just do what I can, you know, like sometimes I'll delegate stuff to Smokey.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll delegate stuff to Trisha, my partner, even though she doesn't know what she's doing.
Oh,
but
trash.
You know. Yeah, fucking Trisha. God. That's what we call her, Trasha. I'm just kidding.
Oh, whoa. I wasn't even ready for that.
Dude, she has that used to be Trasha. Like her MySpace URL, I'm pretty sure it was Trasha.
Oh man, like back in like the emo like scene eras or
yeah.
like, where you'd see like Jordan Juggernaut or like
yeah. Hers was like Trisha Trasha or something.
Adam
like
Astronaut.
Adam Astronaut.
It was always like an alliteration, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Suicide Sally.
Suicide Sally. Oh, my God, dude. Who remembers MySpace? Raise your hand. Okay, anyway.
Man, I was on Zanga, G.
I was on Zanga and MySpace, I think.
Yeah,
and
I was on Zanga, MySpace, yeah.
People were talking about LiveJournal. I'm like, no, fuck that, Zanga, dude. No one cares about LiveJournal. yeah. But, dude, so, like, yeah, no, and we had a fun time, and we raised money for Black Lives Matter and COVID relief.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are the two biggest things that are happening this year, if I may say so.
Yeah.
And dude, we had a lot of cool stuff. We had a Jujutsu Cross X Hunter panel.
Yeah.
I thought that was sick.
That was super sick. Doing the compare and contrast on the series. Yeah.
Great. And now the JJK anime is out. That's going to be sick. So yes. We can talk about that.
Yes.
Isekai, the Good and the Bad and the Ugly, which I was on with Anime Lately.
Yes.
And, with one of the Weebologists.
We should run back a Good, Bad, and Ugly for like a different genre this year.
Mm. Yep,
I literally just
that.
Thought about that.
I'm with that.
Yeah.
I'm with that.
Yeah.
We had an opening ceremony and closing ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Closing ceremony
was lit. We were drunk as shit.
Dude, we were fucked up. That was fucking fun.
Yeah.
That was fucking fun. We did anime, and which I will be doing again this year. Anime you should be watching in 2020. But now
2021.
We'll be doing it. 2021. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 2021. Anime we should be watching. Now we're going to do it with the Weebologist and some other podcasts. I don't want to spoil it for you yet because I don't want to tell you. And then fucking Sensei LeGlove.
Yes.
Did his Gloves Off podcast on Anitube as a panel.
Yeah, so we had there was something to everything. We had debate. We had, you know, we had like the compare contrast with Jujutsu and Hunter. Like we had such a good variety of topics for summer. But while all kind of like staying around the shonen genre, but this time we want to branch out, you know what I'm saying, and incorporate more genres of anime. So that's something that's cool that we're excited about.
Yep, yep. I think Danny's going to hop on a romance panel.
Yes, love
do
that.
Some romance and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, and then One Piece, they had a panel on One Piece, pre-time skip versus post-time skip.
Yeah.
That was a cool panel that a lot of people tuned in on. That probably has the most views on there.
That was the most, because it was hosted by like Brago D Ace, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a pretty big YouTuber. And
Brago's so cool.
Yeah, Brago's
nice.
Brago's incredible. And you know, and it had the densest collection of big named YouTubers on that panel. So it had like Zoro Fanboy and like Alfiji and like Sensei Inc. and like JD Legend and shit. So like that was always destined to be the most viewed panel, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
but yeah, that was crazy. And it's like, for something like AnitubeCon, it's like you think about it and it's like, well, shouldn't there be like something One Piece related like every time we do this, since like One Piece is the reason why anime YouTube exists, you know what I mean? So it's like, but at the same time, it's like, man, what other like super epic One Piece topics are there for an event like, you know, a twice yearly anime convention, you know what I mean? It's
sure.
It's so easy to talk about One Piece if you have like little topics here and there, like who's stronger, Luffy or Zoro, like that's easy to do. But like for something like AnitubeCon, where it's like a collection of content creators and like you're talking about the biggest manga of all time, it's like, what are the subjects, you know what I mean? Like
that was a big one.
Yeah,
that was a bit. Then we had a webtoons versus manga panel.
Yes, that's the only one I haven't seen yet. Out of all the panels, that's the only one that like, watched. Yeah,
that was like in the middle of the day,
yeah.
And I think I was getting food at that time too when that one was going.
Mm-hmm.
That one and Anime Twitter's Worst Takes. That's when I was getting food.
Oh, I didn't see Anime Twitter's Worst Takes either. Wow,
that was a fucking.
I need to watch that. That sounds
funny.
Hilarious,
dude. It was so fucking funny. I oh my god, dude. And it had I forgot. Oh, Doncho. I think Doncho was
on
Doncho that one.
Doncho was on it. Yep. Yep.
We had Nick sitting on the floor. That was funny because he couldn't figure out his fucking camera. Fucking dummy.
I've never understood like why that was so difficult. Like, I've had malfunctioning technology before, but like a webcam has never beat my ass like that, bro.
It was his iPad or something because he didn't have a
still
webcam.
Like a camera G. Like, come on, dog. You got low diffed by a iPad camera.
He got bodied.
You got bodied by an iPad camera. That's it. I'm screaming. That's supposed to be like the more like technologically like friendly, you know,
device.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like that's for like
dude, that shit. So what's tell me this, dude. So what was your favorite moment in that day, like whether it was part of the con or not? Like,
my favorite moment. Oh my god, if you want to talk about my favorite moment, well, my favorite panel was the closing ceremony with all of us like hanging out, because like it really felt like a convention, because we're trying to emulate, you know, like convention vibes, but obviously there's just going to be things that you can't capture in a digital space, when like a lot of what makes a convention great is that like, you know, close proximity, like physical atmosphere that you get with people that like enjoy the same things as you. So like there's that element that's missing. But like the closing ceremony where everyone was wasted, just talking about how fun the weekend was and just addressing the chat and like answering questions and just like talking about anime and shit wasted with like 9 other content creators. Like it really felt like a convention right there. And that was easily the best time that I had during the whole thing. Plus it was the end, so it was like a sigh of relief that it was like done and like successful, you know what I'm saying? Like that was the moment where I was like, this was so worth it, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Funniest moment is when Eagle addressed Nick the way he did on camera. I'm not going to go into it, but if you want to see, I'm not going to say exactly what happened, but
the closing ceremony,
if you
right?
go
yeah.
to the closing ceremony, if you go to AnitubeCon on YouTube and go to the panel playlist, go to closing ceremony, go to about 55 minutes in, and you will see a very funny moment in the history of anime YouTube in general. But
just didn't like, I was like, in my mind, I was like,
no, like I feel like when I look back on it, I was like, man, I reacted like really well for that, like physically, because internally I was like, are you fucking kidding me right now? There's no fucking way that just happened.
And he knew it too. Yeah, he, like, right away. Right after. Like,
what have I done?
He's like, what did I just say? Eagle, you clown.
I was like, oh no, 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 no.
Bro. I can't believe it. That shit was so funny.
But yeah, closing ceremony was fucking epic, dude.
Yeah, and you can, yeah. So if you search on the top, AnnaTubeCon, AnnaTube is one word with a capital A and a capital T,
yeah.
Space con, you go sub to that right now, okay, mm-hmm. So you can get hype. Because what Noxie does is he uploads them so you can put a little set reminder.
We schedule all the panels out. Yeah.
So my favorite moment, or I should say my favorite moment of that day, was... actually, my favorite panel was probably the Isekai, the good and the bad and the ugly, because we were just having fun going, like, you know, Kirito's a simp, whatever, you know. Anime Lately is super cool. I love them. They're cool. Oh, you know what? I lied. My favorite was the cosplay contest because I was one of the judges.
Oh, yeah. I'm so mad that Mouseless didn't. Oh, wait, was that the one that he did, set as a, like, where you could, like, view the VOD afterwards? Because, like, one of the events I wanted to catch later because I didn't have time to watch it live, and it was, I think it was the cosplay contest because I think I saw, no, it was the video gaming tournament. Yeah, because I did watch the cosplay contest after the fact.
Okay.
It was the video gaming tournament that wasn't saved as a VOD, and I was kind of salty about
that.
Because there was something super funny that happened during the video gaming tournament that, like, Kiko told me about because Mouseless was shoutcasting the video gaming tournament, and then Kiko was watching it, and Kiko was like, he's really doing this by himself, fuck that, I want to go shoutcast this tournament too. So he jumped in the Discord channel where Mouseless was shoutcasting, and he's like, yo, I'm jumping in, I'm about to help you out with this shoutcasting stuff because this looks fun and you're all alone and I want to do this too. And then Mouseless was like, cool, and they're shoutcasting, and all of a sudden this random person, because they're doing it in, like, one of the official AnnaTubeCon, like, community, the community server, the public AnnaTubeCon server. They're just in a specific
which
channel.
Is like the lobby.
Exactly. They're in, like, a random, you know, they're in a dedicated, you know, shoutcasting voice channel, but anyone can see it. They don't have it set to specific roles. So this random person comes in the room while they're shoutcasting the tournament and was like, hey, what's going on? I think he, like, shouts some, like, profanity or, like, some shit. And then, like, Kiko and Mouseless were like, what are you doing here, man? And he was like, I know Brago and Noxie. And they're like, we didn't ask you that, bro. And he was like, and then just, like, leaves the channel.
What the fuck? What? I missed that.
And I was like, oh my God, I need to get, like, Kiko tells me that. And I was like, oh my God, I need to go watch this. And then it, like, it's not on the Twitch. And I was like, what the fuck, man?
Dude.
Super funny.
That is so fucking funny. Oh my God. Oh my god, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Damn it, dude.
Imagine that. Yeah, if there's anybody out there who, like, watched the Super Smash Brothers, like, tournament from AnnaTubeCon that's listening to this right now, please, like, hit me up or Sam and, like, let us know if, like, that's how that event actually happened, because you know how, like, you know how, like, hearsay works, you know what I'm saying? Like, and you know Kiko might be like, yeah, this motherfucker came in here and blee blee blee, you know, you never know, like, if people exaggerate it or not.
He just came in and hold the chat.
Yeah, it's like, because I'm just, like, picturing that moment, and it's like, all right, what's up, I'm here, y'all, what's going on? And it's just like, hey man, who are you? It's like, it's just like this such a funny deer caught in the headlights, like, moment.
Just leaves.
Yeah. Just, I know. It's like that scene from Superbad when McLovin is walking behind that girl and, like, staring at her butt, and then she turns around and catches him, and he's like, it's 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then he, like, runs away.
And then later he's like, I told her the time.
Yeah, he's like, I told her what time it was.
McLovin, nice. Oh man, dude, yeah, and the, like, that's when I met. So I met a lot of cool people that day. And I joined one of the judges. Her name is Senpai Shan,
mm-hmm.
or we call her the Shandroid 21
because
that's
her.
Like her. Yeah, she. I joined her Discord, and her and I have become somewhat close since then.
Ooh.
And she's just, like, she's going to be on my podcast soon to do, like, an extra episode. And she's, man, she's so cute. She's so beautiful. Like, and yeah, she's so nice. Pretty.
Yeah.
She's so nice. And she's
super cool.
And she's a cosplayer, too. So, yeah. Like, that was really cool, too, you know. When you join, so for Anitube, when you, by the way, when you join Anitube, we have a public Discord where we do all the hangout shit.
Mm-hmm.
You can go there right now, even.
Yeah.
And look at the, if you go to the cosplay contest and click on entries, you can see the entries we judged last time. A lot of cute cosplayers. We had, Yamomo from My Hero.
Mm-hmm.
We had Bulma in the bunny suit. She was really cute.
Yes.
Joker from My Hero, too. There's a lot of My Hero, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, Mouseless is cool, man.
Yeah,
Mouseless,
that's the guy.
He's the guy. He's the gamer guy. Yeah. He's going to be our gamer guy again, I think, this time around.
Yes.
So one more question before we get on with Winter Anitube.
Yeah.
How did you prepare that morning? Like, what did you – you woke up.
Friday. You got loaded.
Yeah.
I woke up and got loaded. Oh, my God. I was like, wait a minute. That's private information. That is not public yet. No, but so you're talking about like the Friday morning of the con.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of the planning was done, you know what I'm saying? I scheduled the panels on YouTube, you know, like a couple days beforehand. So, but see, like that was one thing that gave us a lot of trouble last time is that like the way that YouTube was set up is that if you had multiple premieres going down on the same day or if you had multiple scheduled YouTube streams going on the same day, it like gave you issues when you actually went to like try to like put that VOD on YouTube because it didn't want to let you use the thumbnail that you like originally set up for it. So like there was that issue there, but other than that, like it was super easy because I just woke up, went to my computer, you know, or I woke up, got ready, talked to you guys a little bit, and then just went to my computer and loaded up all of the saved information I had for the opening ceremony panel. And then everybody else had, you know, the login information. So it's like when I'm done with my panel, the next person who's hosting the next panel logs into YouTube and loads up that scheduled stream. So it was cool and streamlined in that way. It would have been perfect if we didn't have that thumbnail issue. But other than that, if you want to talk about like how I felt going into the the opening ceremony, super nervous. Like
super nervous.
Super nervous because it's like, I don't know. I don't really do live streams all that often on like my main channel. Everything is offline recordings. So like you get those like jitters, you know what I mean?
Yep.
But yeah.
We're doing it live.
Yeah.
I felt the same.
Yeah.
Because
how did you feel like when like you I think the first panel you had was Animated Watch in 2020, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
How'd you feel with that?
So I had not been on camera since my live cast show that I had like 8 years ago.
Oh.
Which was a show on Twitch called, it was me and one other person, and we did it live. It was a live cast. It was like it was a VOD video live cast show instead of a podcast.
Oh, and so you've never been on camera for Anime Summit?
No. Well, one time.
Okay.
For a live stream.
Oh, okay.
Before my gender transition.
Ah.
And so I was really nervous. This was the first time I was going to be like on a live stream since my transition. And I was just like, I had Trisha do my makeup because I was like, I can't do it, dude. One of my eyes is going to be looking like fucking a tree monster and the other one's going to look all pretty. So can you just do this?
It's going to be like Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah. Like Forrest Whitaker shit. And I'm like, can you just do my hair? She's like, do you want me to straighten it? I was like, no, I don't got time for that. I got to make sure these people are on deck. I got to make sure Noxie's on deck for opening ceremony. Like, because I was in the staff server going, hey guys, next panel on deck, please get ready.
And thank you so much. That was beautiful. Like I went back in there and like saw afterwards and I was like, Sam is holding it the fuck down.
Right. Yeah, now. I wanted to make sure people were ready, you know, because like there was and I'm not gonna name names, but you know, they weren't a part of it for obvious reasons. But like there were some people who were just like weren't dedicated and you know, and I was just kinda like, oh come on guys. So I wanted to make sure everyone was hyped, you know, and I will continue to do
you
so.
You were a great like, con mom.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And so I needed Trisha to hold it down for me, you know? And she made sure, like the house was clean the night before so I wasn't feeling cluttered.
Mm.
She was making sure I was okay because she knew I was going to feel dysphoric.
Yeah.
She calmed me down.
Wonderful.
And then I woke up. I was like, okay, I'm okay. I already told people to get ready. I told people on my Discord to get ready, and I told Nick, and I got Nick and Danny in ready. I DM'd Noxie to make sure he was okay. And then I was like, I'm going to get in the shower. And I got in the shower. She like brought me she's like, you forgot a towel. Here's a towel. Here's a rag, you know, and whatever for you. And I'm like, oh God, this fucking woman, dude. Yes. God damn it. And then I came out, I got dressed, she did my makeup, and then Noxie's internet went out.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I was so like, but I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Like,
that sucked. Oh,
bro. I could not imagine the salt.
And it's like I called Comcast too, like a couple weeks beforehand, because like they had been giving me some like weird issues with like internet here and there, like nothing that was like too major. So it's like whatever. But like going into something like this, I want to make sure that my internet is on point. You know what I'm saying? So I call them, and I was like, just for good measure, I was like, upgrade my internet speed to like the next package up. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't have no like internet issues for this weekend I'm going into. And they were like, okay, you know what I mean? And I told them how important the weekend was. I was like, I'm telling you, like, my internet cannot have, like, an issue. You know what I'm saying? That's like, I mean, like, obviously there's things that you can't, you know, control. But, I mean, like, it can't be doing what it was doing before I upgraded my shit. You know what I'm saying? And they were like, no, it's like, it's all good. Everything's going to be fine. And then day of, like, 6 days after I upgraded, it's like, and I'm like, okay, well.
Can't believe it.
Yeah.
Can't believe it.
Yeah.
And that's how I got ready. And then Trisha made me breakfast too.
Cute, man. Awesome.
Yeah, I got out of the shower and she like brought up a plate of just like some eggs and some other shit. I'm like, fuck yeah, dude! Like, this is delicious.
I love her.
Dude, she's legit.
Yeah.
She holds it down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so then me and Noxie didn't have any panels in the middle.
Yeah.
So we were able to go get food, which was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what'd you eat for lunch?
Then, pad thai.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Like, I want pad thai.
It's gas. Super gas. Fucking, I can't remember the name of the place, but it's on DoorDash or whatever.
I think I just ran to, like, Panda Express or something. And obviously, this was, like, at the beginning of the pandemic a little bit still, so, like,
yeah.
You know, we just got out the side door or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, so, dude, winter.
Yes.
Well, so, like, I want to say, too,
yeah.
You know, we... After it was over, we were all in the staff Discord, like, you guys are amazing, thank you, I love you. We were all, like, just being bros and being sisters and being bitches.
Yeah.
And we were like, dude, who wants to get fucked up, right? So we went back in, like, the lobby Discord and was like, dude, we're going to do some watch parties and, like, get fucked up and whatever.
Yeah.
And shout out to Jeremy Thunderstrikes. He's one of my patrons and he's also one of my mods now. Throughout the whole weekend, he just kept going in the AnatubeCon Discord and just, like, starting watch parties.
Jeremy's such a champion, dude.
He's cool. He's cool. And so that was awesome. And so, you know, afterwards, we were kind of talking, like, on Sunday when there was nothing that day.
Mm-hmm.
We were kind of just talking, like, hey, so are we going to do this, twice a year or once a year? How do you want to do this?
Yeah.
And we had kind of just been talking about an idea. Noxie was the one who was asking mostly, but he was just kind of like, I'm kind of feeling like a winter edition.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we were all hype about that.
Yeah. Because it's like, and then I asked like on Twitter, like I went on the AnatubeCon Twitter and I was like, should we do this once or twice a year? And then like once a year one. But I was just like, fuck that, deleted it. And then was like, we're doing it twice a year, guys.
Fuck it.
Yeah. It's just too fun. It's too fun.
It is. I'm excited. So we have some panels down already, but I think we're going to try and incorporate Noxie is really pushing for like to do more. Like obviously we're going to have all the Shonen weekly Shonen Jump stuff and other anime stuff that we did last year, but more genre centric.
Mm-hmm. More diversity.
Mm-hmm.
Genre diversity, yeah.
So what are some of the panels we got down now?
So right now, officially, we have the opening ceremony, of course. We have a panel about villains, anime villains. We have a panel which is going to be looking at the history of... anime history's best romances/relationships. That's gonna be sick.
That's gonna be dope. Danny's gonna be on that one for sure.
Yes, yes, that is definitely spearheaded by Danny. We also have Drunken Dragon Ball Trivia, which is going to be so funny. That is going to be so funny. So it's basically,
dude, I'm gonna get busted and be like, dude, Croon's bald ass was the one who did the fucking. He fucking kicked the monk guy in the face. Okay?
Yeah, dude, that's gonna be a lot of fun. So we did a One Piece. We did a drunken One Piece trivia on our channel with Brago D Ace and JD Legend a couple months ago. And basically, what we had people do is submit questions to Ashes, LKF Ashes, Twitter inbox. You know what I'm saying? And then he holds those questions down, doesn't show any of the contestants. And then we go on stream and we all have different buzzers because we download, you know, like buzzer apps. You know what I'm saying? Or just like loud sound apps. You know what I mean? So like someone's
like a little soundboard.
Yeah, like a soundboard, you know what I'm saying? And then you choose one and then that's your buzzer. So then like when the referee asks the questions, you buzz, you answer the question. If you don't get it right, then you drink. If you do get it right, everyone else drinks. So everyone gets wasted very quickly. So that was a lot of fun. So I was just like, fuck it. Let's do that like again for AnitubeCon and just pick a different iconic anime. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, fuck it. Dragon Ball. You know what I mean? So we are still accepting questions for trivia. So if you go to the AnitubeCon, actually, no, you want to go to our Twitter. You want to go to the Project Manga Twitter because we tweeted it. So go to twitter.com/ProjectMangaOFC. Or of course, or official, whatever, however you usually abbreviate that. But Project Manga OFC, and then just scroll down until you find the Drunk Dragon Ball Trivia tweet. I think I just retweeted it. But yeah, send questions to Ashes. Make them hard, but only send questions that you can answer with the Dragon Ball / Dragon Ball Z manga or anime. No GT, no Super, no like...
Yep.
You can do movies too, but I mean like, I don't know. You know, just be, you know, be reasonable. But reasonable. And then we have, oh my God, we have the first annual 2020 Project Manga Awards.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. So that's cool because we've been a part of a couple different best manga of 2020 discussions this year. We had the Rogers Base live stream where we like debated the best manga of 2020 in like a tournament bracket with a bunch of other YouTubers. And then we just recently collabed with Forever World where we basically commented on his personal top 10 manga of 2020 list. But then what we're doing over at Project Manga for best manga of 2020 is we made an award show out of it. So we took like a bunch of different aspects to manga storytelling and we created award titles out of them.
Categories.
So like best new character of 2020, best character development, best character growth, best main character performance, best villain performance, best art, you know what I'm saying? Like best manga panels, or I mean best paneling, best volume covers, you know what I'm saying? We go down the list. If you want to check that out, you can go to...
I nominate Tokyo Revengers for best manga covers.
Oh my God. Oh, yeah. Those are some of the best manga covers. And I was sad to see that not a lot of people nominated Tokyo Revengers for a lot of things. And
And
it's because, you want to know what? It's because anime Twitter is like 80% like hardcore weekly Shonen Jump manga fans. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, I'm surprised Attack on Titan was nominated as often as it was, and I understand that, like, you know, objectively that is one of the best manga, if not the best manga of 2020, but like just considering how it's not in Weekly Shonen Jump, I'm just so surprised that it like made its way through a bunch of other Weekly Shonen Jump nominations, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, so basically we had a nomination phase where we told everybody what the award titles were, then it was you guys' job to quote retweet those categories with your nomination. Then we looked and took the top four most nominated picks in each category and then moved on to the voting phase that we're in right now, where you vote for one of those top four nominations in each category. And then you can vote all the way up until the day that we do the award show, which is December 12th. And then we'll reveal the, you know, the winners. on that award show, and it's going to be so much fun. So we're gonna reveal the winners for each category, but then like we're also going to give our takes. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to display how the public voted, and then we're going to say what we would have done. So that's going to be awesome. So what do we say? So we have the villain panel, romance panel, drunk Dragon Ball trivia, Project Manga Awards. There's also going to be the Anime Lately Awards, which is basically what we're doing, but the anime version.
Yeah.
Over for Anime Lately. So that's going to be a lot of fun too. And then
for you Summit listeners, that's basically like when we do the Summies every year.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Yep.
Except we don't have anyone vote on it. It's just us three going, no, that one sucked. And then best, you know, best waifu, best is Bando, all that shit. But yeah.
Yeah. And then I think we want to do a panel talking about the mangaka Takehiko Inoue, because he is someone who has a very extensive and successful mangaka or manga creation history. You know what I'm saying? He's got three major, wildly successful manga out there. So I thought that a deep dive on his career would be cool. Still waiting to hear back from some of the content creators that I want to go in on that with. But other than that, I think those are the only official panels right now, with a lot of other really cool ideas, you know, in the brainstorming phase that just need to be refined a little bit before we can call them official panels. But super excited.
Yep. I have messaged a few people to see if they want to get in on the Anime to Watch in 2021 panel with me.
Yes.
I know it's going to be me and Danny and probably Nick. Mm-hmm. Well, there's one of those days where Danny works, so she might not be on that one. But
yeah. Oh my God, there's another brilliant one. There's another brilliant one. I'm sorry. Wait a minute.
No, go ahead.
Into my head because it's such a cool idea that Mouseless had. A panel about anime and video games. And the history of like video games that were inspired by anime and vice versa, and just like
the best. I want in on that. Yes. Put me down for that.
That's gonna be amazing. Just like
I want to talk about that on my podcast so often, and I don't because Nick is a bitch, and he doesn't watch movies or play games. Like he's such a fucking weirdo.
Damn,
like
Nick.
It's always the Knicks.
It's always the Knicks, man.
God.
Oh but
yes,
my God.
I want in on that. Put me down on
that's
that.
That's going to be such a cool, like, nostalgic, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be such an awesome conversation, like, because there's probably going to be a lot of, like, okay, well, like, what other video games or what other anime do you guys want to see become video games? Like, we'll probably talk about the history of the ones that have been, like, the coolest or most successful, some of the slept-on ones, and then, like, ones we want to see. That'll be such a cool conversation.
It'll be so dope. I
feel like
recently,
everyone's gonna want to be in on that. We're gonna have to be like, okay.
So the week that your episode with Kiko came out, where we talked about Jujutsu Kaisen and Chainsaw Man, on my podcast, the one before the AOQ episode before that was I did it with my cousin Remy, and we talked about the Mega Man X OVA and the Star Fox OVA anime.
Oh,
and we went into an
are
extensive
those real?
Like, hell yeah!
There's a Star Fox anime OVA.
Yeah, it's like 15 or 17 minutes long, I think.
Oh my gosh.
Or like 10 minutes, I don't remember,
that
but it's done
so
by
cool.
The same studio who did like the CG anime stuff for like Beastars and
Wait, Beastars.
Sure.
Beastars studio is Orange, isn't it?
I think it's some of the same I don't think it's Studio Orange that did it, but it's like some of the same staff.
Let me see. Yeah. Oh, okay. It says Orange on Wikipedia, but.
But,
anyway.
Yeah, we went into an extensive discussion about that.
Hmm.
And, like in the back in the PS1, like Capcom games, like there was a lot of anime cutscenes. And Studio Zebek did, like, Mega Man X4 and Mega Man X5 animation cutscenes. And Studio Zebek also did some of, like, I think they did Rival Schools.
Hmm.
Opening and like they had like a you know anime opening and shit.
Yeah.
It was cool. Like, wow. But yeah, I would love to fucking get on that panel, dude.
Hell yeah, cannot
put
wait
down
for that.
Big Mama Sam on that bitch.
I'm like hell almost as excited for that as I am like our award show. That's such a cool idea for a panel, like,
dude. I can't believe it. Yeah. I'm getting hyped just talking about
I
it right
know.
Now. This is such a good idea.
Like, oh my
god.
God
damn it, dude.
Yeah.
So let's lay out the details now.
Sure.
So what is you're so probably pretty soon you're going to tweet, maybe like in a couple weeks from now, you're going to tweet the Discord invite link, right? Or can people find it now?
Right? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that you can get the Discord link for the public Discord in the description for literally any of the AnitubeCon panels that were had in summer. So if you go to the playlist, if you go to the YouTube and you go to the playlist, then the description of any of those panels, I'm sure, will have the Discord link in it. And it's set to never expire, so.
And in the description of this newscast episode, I'll put the link to the YouTube channel, too, so you can go find it.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're just doing Friday and Saturday again, right?
Yes, yeah, yeah. And you want to know what? Even though we're only going to have panels and events scheduled for Friday and Saturday, I think this time for Sunday is where I'm going to schedule, like, all of, like, the Discord-based events. You know what I'm saying? So we'll have, like, so on Sunday, I think I'll have someone, you know, think up some, like, really cool, like, maybe we'll do Jackbox games for a certain amount of time and then, like, go into, like, other community, like, related stuff, Watch parties, things like that. We'll, like, actually, like, have it structured instead of just, like...
Art table, maybe?
Yeah, like an artist alley or some shit, if there's any artists out there that want to, like, showcase their work.
A link of where you can go buy their stuff, or if you have some... Dude, maybe I should make, like, a...
Ooh, live commissions, like live, you know what I'm saying? Like, stream yourself at your desk, like, drawing the shit, like, for, you know, like, whatever was requested. That would be sick.
Ooh, okay.
Any artists out there, hit me up on Twitter, hit Sam up, you know, wherever you usually talk to her, like let us know, like, if you want to be involved in that.
For sure.
Yeah.
So, that's actually a better idea, because last time we had, like, the cosplay contest and the video game, the Smash tournament was on Twitch instead of YouTube.
This time, oh my god, I forgot about our events.
Yeah.
So we have a fan art competition. Contest this time. Yeah. So basically the artists have to redraw in their own style one volume cover and one color spread from a specific series. And you redraw that in your style, and then the public votes on which one is the best. The winner of the volume cover competition gets the deluxe edition of Berserk Volume 1, a beautiful manga volume. I will tell you that right now. Probably one of the best ones I've ever seen. Okay, if you could see me on video right now, I would show you the version that I have. But
that is hype.
Yes. So, but then the winner of the color spread competition is going to get a copy of the One Piece Color Walk Compendium. Volume 1, actually, of that, which is just an art book for some of the best One Piece art that you've seen throughout the life of the series. So,
bro.
Yes, and exclusive art and things like that. So, so that's amazing. That's going to be really cool. I'm excited to see. We have a lot of really talented artists that are already involved. But, I mean, like, you can compete for one of those prizes or both. It's up to you. But the volume cover that we're competing for, or that the artists are competing to draw, is My Hero Academia Volume 27, I believe, which is Hawks versus Twice. And then the color spread is Jujutsu Kaisen Chapter 107, I want to say, which is like literally every character that's relevant in the Shibuya Incident arc right now, which is going to be a lot of fun. So we're both amazing pieces of work that I can't wait to see how fan artists recreate. So
it's one of the craziest arcs in an anime or manga ever.
Shibuya
scene.
Yeah dude
Jeez.
classic shonen arc, like, for real. It's gonna be talked about just for a long time.
Just nuts Are we going to have another, like, video game tournament, or are we going to talk to Malice about
that? Yes, there is another video
game
tournament. I don't know if we're going to do Super Smash Brothers again, or if we're going to do, like, FighterZ. But yes, definitely another video game tournament this year.
Oh, I might have to, if we do FighterZ, I might have to dust off the old arcade stick.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that reminds me. I should be having people sign up for the video game tournament.
We should probably.
Should have been doing that. Well, it's like, where the fuck are our video game guys? Anyway, yeah, I'll get on that.
Yeah. Hashtag planning on the attitude. Yeah, everyone take a shot. Yeah. All right.
Ashes, Mouseless, if you're listening to this, holy shit.
Hurry the fuck up. yeah, dude. So I'm fucking excited.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
super excited.
I'm getting people hype. We're gonna get people hype. And I've been I'm gonna, you know, every time you make an announcement, you know, I just put it on my Discord and we talk about it on the show. And
hell yeah.
We got the Weebologist, we got, yes. I think we're gonna have Sensei LaGlove again.
Yes, I think we got Rogers base this time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I also brought in the Anime Brothers. If you never listen to the Anime Brothers podcast, they're pretty cool.
Hell yeah. We got Sensei Ink returning, JD Legend, Fiji, Al Fiji. It's gonna be sick.
Anime Lately.
Project Manga. Yeah, it's gonna be sick. It's gonna be super sick.
Yeah, who said
that? Whoever said that, yeah, you're right.
You're right, dude. Love. Nice. Love. Nice. Nice. Fucking God, dude. It's so hype. I'm so excited. I'm already excited for next year's summer.
Yeah, for sure. To be honest, for sure. Next year's summer is going to go crazy, but like, it's already so crazy to think about how as wildly successful as the first time was and how much fun that was. Not to take away from that at all, but like, this is going to be like 10 times better.
It's funny because like, we were talking about it and it's like, well, we're doing this because of COVID.
Yeah.
But also,
it's just a good idea.
It's just a good idea because when we were talking about doing a winter one, we were like, oh, well, maybe we'll even when the if the pandemic is over by then, which it's clearly not now because of whatever reason.
Yeah.
I just don't even want to go into it. But
oh, I'm weak.
Oh, bitch. But like, it's like fucking A, you know? We could have been over it by now. But like, you know, it's just like, but even if it is over with, we're just still going to do
it. Yes. Oh, yeah. Dude. It's like, because it's super fun. It's not like, because it's like, okay, I would understand if it was like a real convention that takes like so much time and money and stress to like set up, you know what I mean? But like, this is so, it's hard, but it's easy, especially compared to like that, you know what I mean? And it's like, while even if like the world opens back up and other physical conventions are going on, it's not something that you have to like choose between. Like, you can go to your physical convention and then tune into this without having like worry about money or like, you know what I'm saying? Like time off work, you know what I mean? Like, or anything like that. Yeah. Yeah. So it's like,
say we do, AnitubeCon Summer 2021, right?
Mm-hmm.
That weekend you happen to be at a convention.
Yeah.
Go to the dealer room, go to your favorite panel.
Yeah.
Go to that one person's hotel room that you met, that Kirito that you met in the lobby.
Yeah.
Bone him real quick. Go back to your hotel room, bust out your iPad or your Samsung tablet or your phone and watch us.
Yeah.
We'll be on.
Literally whatever you want. And it's there forever. Well, you don't have to.
Shit, you want to take a break? You're done walking around? Go back to your room. Turn us on, dude.
Yeah.
We're right there.
Hell yeah.
That's actually, I never thought
about
that.
I don't know how virtual conventions like hadn't, like, it's like such a duh. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure they might have existed beforehand. Maybe. But it's like, I never fucking heard of anything like that. You know what I mean? And it's like, now that we've done it, it's like, why hasn't this been a thing? Like,
right, and now so many cons this year, especially in Japan, have done it online now.
Yeah,
because of COVID.
Yeah.
So like, you basically have done it before a bunch of these other big conventions have thought about doing it.
Yeah.
You know.
So sick.
And I'm just glad to be a part of it.
Hell yeah.
You know. So.
Yeah.
We about to go nuts, so if you want to be part of that, you should
holla at Chiguala.
Come hang out.
Yes.
Holla at Chiguala, watch the panels, and I'm not sure what charities we're doing this time, but we're definitely going to make it popping, because we raised...
like $2,600.
Yeah.
Last time.
Yep.
That's pretty crazy.
Yep. Pretty cool. I mean, and that's actually, honestly... we can talk about all the hype and all the fun we're going to have.
Yeah.
But that, honestly, for me personally, is the best part about
it. Yeah, that's massive.
Yeah.
It's so, like, heartwarming and, like, to just know that, like, we came together and, like, raised money for such good causes.
And you just by, like, you listeners, just by coming to view it.
Yeah.
Is adding to that algorithm. Absolutely. And you sharing it with people is adding to that algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
So... that's really helpful.
Yeah.
You know? So, I'm excited.
Hell yeah.
Winter Anitube, you guys. So please follow Project Manga on Twitter and also follow the AnitubeCon Twitter, which you can find on the Project Manga Twitter because they'll be retweeting stuff.
Yeah.
And also on Anime Summit's Twitter, we will be retweeting stuff from Anitube and Project Manga as well. So please follow to get updates. Here's the best part. That's not even everything. We just said what we have down right now.
Oh, yeah. That's just, like, so far. And that's not a lot compared to, like, what, like content slots we need to fill. So,
yeah. It's I forgot to say that. Yeah. But, yeah, like, that's not even everything.
Yeah.
We're going to have a whole panel of just Nick sitting on the floor listing off his favorite ways to poop. It's late at night, like, at 3 in the morning, but it's going to be there.
Oh, that's AnitubeCon's, like, Adult Swim slot.
He'll just be on the floor. He'll be, like, squatting, standing up, in a tree.
Like, oh, my God.
And then we'll just have a little webcam live stream of Eagles Cam in the corner going, Oh, my God, dude. Fucking the Knicks. It's always the Knicks,
It's always
dude.
The Knicks, man.
I want you to tweet that at Anime Summit and at Project Manga. Hashtag it's always the Knicks.
Got you.
Okay. And I want people to see. I want to see if our Knicks realize what we're talking about.
Yo, that's brilliant. Yeah, let's do it.
That being said, so please follow all that stuff, okay? Go to the Project Manga Linktree, follow them on Twitter. And then, obviously, if you follow us on Twitter, we're going to be retweeting that stuff and info. So follow that stuff for updates, okay? And then... again, what's the date? One more time.
December 11th and 12th.
11th and 12th.
Well, the weekend of December 11th.
Yep. So, oh, yeah, because we're going to do some stuff on Sunday, too, technically. Right? Yeah. So, yeah, dude. Put it on your calendar, okay? Put it on your calendar. And you know what? Here's the best part. If you're not there for the live stream, it's going to be on YouTube archived
after.
It's
going to be saved forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if don't feel super bad. Of course, we want you to be there when it's happening.
Yeah.
But don't feel super bad if you miss a panel or two or you miss a couple of them. You know, no big deal.
Yeah.
All right? That being said, I'm Sam with my best friend Noxy from the Project Manga Podcast. And this has been a special report on the Anime Summit Newscast. Cold-blooded.
Bye. I didn't, like, say bye and I, like, realized that, like, right then. I was like, wait, I'm just going to say bye in case you can use that. Bye. God, I'm so stupid. Who is this Noxy kid? God.